Oasis Audio presents Serving as Jesus Served by Michelle Howe, read for you by Pamela Klein. Introduction. I'm so excited to share with my family, friends, and faithful readers of many years and many books my newest project, Serving as Jesus Served, Practical Ways to Love Others. The subject matter in this book is near and dear to my heart. As a Christian for 50 years now, I have been profoundly blessed and encouraged by faithful Christian servants who took their calling seriously and ministered to me and so many others through the years. I studied under faithful pastors who made it their life's work to diligently teach the Word of God from the pulpit, thereby equipping us, the hands and feet of the church, to go out and serve others. I learned from gifted teachers in Sunday school classes and parachurch ministries how far-reaching the gospel is when each of us heeds the call to go and make disciples, as Jesus commanded in Matthew 28. Just as we are blessed, encouraged, and discipled by others, we likewise grow in grace and maturity when we use our gifts to serve others. Over the years, I learned invaluable life lessons as I served in the infant, toddler, and children's ministries up until high school grades. Later, I became a small group leader of a women's Bible study group, which is still going strong some 15 years later. The whole principle of serving as Jesus served means being on the receiving end of others' God-given gifts and talents while we serve others using our own. This helps us to build and strengthen one another so that the whole church is mature and ready to go and make disciples throughout the world. It's this serve and be served interchangeable biblical principle that makes up our local church fellowships. I hope you'll catch the enthusiasm of reaching out to serve others wherever God has placed you today. Whether you're in the prime of life, with lots of energy to extend toward others in service, or you are physically weak due to age or illness, God wants to use you. Please listen carefully through each of these true stories of men and women who learn to serve Jesus, no matter what challenges or obstacles they faced. God is faithful. He never calls us to a task without equipping us with everything we need to complete it. So let's get started on our journey to change our world one act of service at a time. Remember this two-part equation. One, when we are on the receiving end of service as fellow believers obeying Jesus by using the gifts and talents given them by God, we are deeply impacted and can grow in wisdom, biblical knowledge, understanding, and application. Two, when we obey the Lord's command to serve others through His grace and strength, we in turn build up and strengthen our fellow believers so that the entire body of Christ can come to maturity. The bottom line is this. We are called to serve, every one of us, every day. There are no exceptions to this high calling. We are saved by grace and indwelled by the Holy Spirit, who teaches us, comforts us, chastises us, and compels us to serve. What a high calling indeed. Chapter 1. We are called to love others. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. The Lord owns every one of our relationships. He has placed us in each one for the advancement of His kingdom and the sake of His glory. His agenda is so much bigger and better than ours. By His grace, He is taking lost, suffering, blind, deceived, self-absorbed, fearful, and rebellious people, and molding them into the likeness of His Son. He displays His glory by transforming the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. This display of glory is taking place wherever His children, His
Sample complete. Ready to continue?